Welcome to Good News Reflections, written by Terry Modica of Good News Ministries of GNM.org. Building your faith for everyday life using the scriptures of the Catholic Mass.
The Feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Today's theme, sharing in Mary's glory and grace. Mary, the Blessed Mother of our Savior, lived a life full of God's grace. Today we celebrate the fact that she never lost this grace and therefore was assumed or transferred directly to heaven with a glorified body. Mary was graced in a very powerful way so that she could become pregnant with Jesus. God cannot dwell in a body that's been corrupted by sin. Although God today is able to dwell in us sinners, it's only because of our baptisms, which Mary didn't have the opportunity to receive. Baptism frees us from the original death-producing sin of Adam and Eve. Thanks be to God, Mary didn't need baptism. He created her through an immaculate conception, meaning she was conceived without humankind's inheritance of sin. Mary remained full of this special grace so that she could care for Jesus and guide him as he matured. Then she relied on it to care for the first Christians, a continuation of her ministry to Jesus, and she continues this caring support even now in her ministry to us. Therefore, we can ask her to share with us the grace that helped her to resist sin. Consider the grace that's available in the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. The first one is the resurrection of Jesus. As it says in today's second reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 27, Christ has been raised from the dead. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be given life. We enter into Christ's life not only by believing that he died to give us life, but by imitating him to remain in his life. The second glorious mystery is the ascension of Jesus. As it says in today's first reading from Revelation chapter 11 verses 19a, chapter 12 verses 1 through 6a, and verse 10ab, her child was snatched up to God and his throne. Now have salvation and power come, and the authority of Christ the Anointed One. Even though the child Jesus respected Mary's authority as a parent, she freely gave herself over to his authority from the moment she said, "Yes, let it be done to me as the Father wills." The more we let Jesus have authority in our lives, the more grace we receive. The third glorious mystery is the descent of the Holy Spirit. As it says in our gospel reading today from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 56, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." It is only through the Holy Spirit that we are able to become aware of Christ's presence and blessings and grace in our lives. The fourth glorious mystery is the assumption of Mary into heaven. As it says in today's first reading, a great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon beneath her feet. Mary is our sign of what being a holy Christian, a grace-filled Christian, really means. The fifth glorious mystery is the crowning of Mary as our queen. From the moment of her yes at the Annunciation, the Holy Spirit has been her spouse, so of course she is queen of the universe. And as it says in today's responsorial psalm, chapter 45, verses 10 through 12 and 16, the queen stands at your right hand arrayed in gold. As our queen, she intercedes for us to the king. From this, much grace flows, and so we say to her, "Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To you do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To you do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, O most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Amen."
This has been a Good News Reflection by Good News Ministries of GNM.org. For more faith builders or to learn more about this ministry, come visit our website. You'll find Good News Reflections available by email and WhatsApp, online retreats, prayer resources, and lots more to help you know the Father's love and grow closer to Christ and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Visit gnm.org today.